Now, back to a couple of guys that think Dr. Doolittle was a quack. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us in the studio another of your favorite returning guests. We have Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. Welcome back to the show, Julia.
Thank you. So good to be here, as always. We love it here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here. Julia, we've been celebrating our two-year anniversary. For Rick and I, a lot has happened in this last two years that we're really proud of. Tell us what's going on at Capital Area Humane Society that you're really proud of these last couple of years.
Well, first of all, congratulations to you guys. I think it's great that you're on the air and doing what you're doing. Everybody loves their pets, and it's such a great, it's a great thing to be able to come here and talk about what people care so much about in our community. So we really appreciate it. And at the shelter, we're celebrating our 75th anniversary. So we understand anniversaries, and we're really excited about our anniversary, too.
Well, except you're a little older than us.
Just a little bit, but you have to start somewhere. We've been around since 1936, and we were born and raised right here in Lansing, Michigan. So in terms of what's going on in the shelter, we're really excited about that and just sharing with the community where we've been in the last 75 years and where we're going in the next 75 years to help the animals.
Terrific. Well, in the last 2 years, what kind of improvements have you seen take place that you guys are especially proud of?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about the spay-neuter clinic, and I think that's been our real focus over the last couple of years, and that is running and doing exceptionally well. So I think biggest accomplishments in the last year and a half, 2 years, was the planning for and the establishment of that clinic and getting up and running. We've been operational for 10, 11 months now. So it's to the point where we've got our feet firmly planted in the community with that particular program. We've just received a really aggressive grant from PetSmart to continue some services. So if you have a cat that needs to be spayed and neutered and you live in the 48910 or 48911 zip code, those cat spays and neuters are free for the next 2 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
So that's huge. And that's probably the biggest thing we've done. I mean, there's potential to really impact a huge population.
What were the zip codes again?
It's 48911 and 48910. Those are the two largest zip codes that we serve with our clinic. Okay. We're located in those zip codes. That's where the clinic is located.
And that's the one that's on South Cedar between.
It's right at the corner of Miller and Cedar, actually. So it's really kind of central.
And a really nice looking building. You really fixed that up. It looks really nice.
We did. And it's functioning very well for our purpose, and we're getting a lot of animals through there. We did about 5,000 animals in the first 10 months, so that's really good news, and we'd like to even do more in the next year.
I would think that grant, when did that start? What does that take place?
We launched that in December, so it's brand new, really.
That should run your numbers right up there.
You know, it really should, and this grant is from PetSmart Charities, who helped us get the clinic going, and there is a really good chance we're going to get an extension for 2 more years to do the rest of the zip codes in Lansing. So we would do 0612. 3315. So the goal is to spay and neuter half of the unspayed and neutered cats in Lansing, and the grant was written with that particular goal in mind. So we're in phase one, and if people can really let people in those zip codes know they're struggling to provide that service, we can do it. And they get a rabies shot, they get a microchip too, so we can help to identify the cats if they would get lost. So no cost for these services for those folks.
If there's one thing that the last 2 years has taught me, is that the problem is rather big. the cat problem is
especially, no
maybe
question.
Just reiterate that for the listeners on how big this cat overpopulation is and how absolutely fantastic this is going to be for the community.
Yeah, and I mean that grant, the whole grant was based on the huge problem we have in the city of Lansing, both with people struggling economically as well as the cat population. We had to submit some pretty significant statistics to prove that the need was here, and it was a national grant, and it was really competitive, and we were able to prove need in our community, and that speaks loudly for the desperate need for these cat services.
Yeah, I know both Jamie and yourself have been rather frustrated with the amount of
don't forget the cat rescues as well that have had to double in capacity because they can't handle all that's in there.
You know, we open our doors to cats every day. We fill within an hour of opening with our cat space.
That's what I was getting at.
You know, really, there's just no space. You know, it doesn't matter how many shelters there are. There are too many cats. And so we understand that this is the only way to solve that. And if we can make that impact, you know, 50% of the cats in Lansing in 4 years' time, it should start to really affect the numbers having to come into shelters. That is our goal.
And reiterate, everyone listening, the service for your zip code, if it's those two, it's free.
Absolutely no cost to you.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Fantastic.
So now there is no reason.
No excuse.
There's nothing that you can use for why we shouldn't get that done. And that will make a great difference. So that is tremendous news.
Yes.
And in terms of your organization, the comment that I made to you before we got on the air that I've seen that I think you've done, which is really outstanding, is telling all of these happy stories of adoption on Facebook. That's a relatively new advancement. And God, I can't tell you how much I love reading about happy families and happy animals. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, of course, great things are happening at the shelter every day, but you know, not everyone would be aware of that if they're not actually with us at the shelter. So we took to Facebook and really wanted to share the good news of what we're doing, especially those stories of animals finding homes, because it happens every day. And I'm putting them on Facebook. We post them live. So as an animal gets adopted, it gets directly posted to Facebook. I think it helps everyone who cares about animals in our community. We hear the sad stories so much, and they are sad, and it is a reality for us. But sharing the happy news makes people feel like we're making a difference, and that, you know, for those who've adopted all they can, a lot of times I hear people say, I don't want to come in, it's so sad. I tell them, get on Facebook, because you're going to see these animals. You don't have to feel sorry for them, because they just went home, and it's a happy news. And and it's how we celebrate, and it's how we get through the tough part of our job, is by celebrating the successes that we're having every day. It's fun.
On a day-to-day basis, we've had more contacts just from this radio show, you and I. And I've really been admiring, you know, your way of managing and kind of leading the Humane Society. It just seems like you've got things under control. I know you even have like leader coaching that goes on from time to time. You do everything possible to make sure everything moves forward. You're always on the move. Can you talk a little bit about your own personal advancements over the last couple of years?
Well, that's an interesting question. I haven't thought much about that. I've been so busy thinking about what needs to be done.
I know, but every day when you go in there, you're just always, I can just tell your mind is just nonstop.
It is. I have to admit that. You know, I think there's just so much to be done, Rick. And I think that, you know, I am blessed with a staff that is so committed to the mission and what needs to happen next. You know, that's the critical element to how we've been able to go so far in a very little time. I mean, we're talking about 2 years, we're talking about 75 years. The last 10 years have been extremely significant to the improvements in the type of care the animals receive and the type of improvements we've been able to make. The spay-neuter program, I think it's about getting the right people that care about the right things together and drawing the community in and getting them involved as much as possible. There's so much. You talk to people like Jamie Macklin, too. There's so much to be done. And I think when you get the right people in the bus and get the bus going in the right direction, great things can happen. And I see that happening. There's so much to do yet. Yeah. I don't want to pretend like we've done it all. We have not even scratched the surface. Yeah. But I think it comes down to a committed staff and a committed board and a committed team ready to do great things.
Yeah, and that's the thing, ready to do great things. Not even though you've done great things, it's the always looking forward to doing great things.
I agree. We're always thinking about what's next. Yeah. I mean, we're renovating our kitten space, and it's just always, okay, we've got the money for that. We've done that. What's next?
And this is a remodel of the kitten space, I would assume.
Yeah,
because you already, you know, that kitten space is relatively new.
I was going to say,
and that wasn't good enough. We're going to do it again.
Well, we did the cat room in two colonies, which is an incredible improvement. Okay. But what we're doing now is improving the kitten area. It's original to the building, which is 20 years old now. And we don't have enough capacity to put kittens up for adoption. So we're going to be remodeling that in the next couple weeks and months here, getting that more what we consider industry standard, the best quality care we can provide for animals while they're temporarily in a shelter.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Julia, let's look forward. 2012 is upon us. I'm sure that you guys are going to continue with a very successful fur ball.
Oh,
I'm
sure
you're going to continue with a very successful 5K walk, 1K run. What else do you have planned for 2012?
Well, you know, those are going to be, again, big focuses for us, because those are two major fundraisers. So please, if you're involved in those events, put them on your calendar now, because they're critical to getting through our general expenses in our budget year. You know, we're really looking right now where we want to go over the next 5 to 10 years. You know, our facility that we have now was really nice 20 years ago, but it wasn't purpose built to care for sick animals. Unfortunately, 20 years ago in a shelter, when an animal got ill, it was off the adoption floor, and unfortunately, it didn't get an opportunity to stay up for adoption. So what we've done over the last 20 years is morphed into an organization that treats all our sick animals, unless it's something terminal. But our building doesn't allow for that, because no sick space was built into the building, because the idea at that time is if you got sick, you know, it was the end for you.
Right.
So what we're looking at a building that's not capable of housing sick animals, and we're struggling with how do we make improvements in the short term so that we can continue to treat sick animals. But in the long term, how do we create a facility that's going to enable us to give every animal the chance they deserve? And so we're really looking hard now at strategically, what are we going to do in that 5 to 10 year plan? Is there a new building? Are we going to completely renovate the existing building to accommodate sick animals? Because that's our future. We're done with this mentality that a sick animal, you know, can't stay in a shelter anymore. We're ready for the challenge of treating all animals that are healthy, that should be healthy and adoptable.
Well, that's an amazing story coming from an amazing person and an amazing organization. And we are very, very pleased to have had you on the show the last 2 years, because you really are an inspiration for the pet community. We've been speaking this morning with Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue our conversation and talk, you and I, about the highlights and, unfortunately, some of the lowlights of the last 2 years, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS at 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
Gonna tell myself I'm a no get angry.
Hey, yeah.
Too many cows calling.